Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and drydown data, is at AgriGold.com.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter December wheat is 573.5, down 8.75. Soft December, 491.5, down 7.75. December corn, 339.5, down 2.25. July, 367.5, down 2.25. November soybeans, 974.75, down 7.75. Now down 8. July, 10.03.5, down 9. October soybean meal, 330, down 640. October soybean oil, 33.05, down 34. October live cattle, 155.85, down 117.5. September feeders, 229.92.5, down 37.5. October lean hogs, 102.92.5, down to 17.5.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
Our first ever WILL Ag Farm Assets Conference is November the 24th at the Marriott Hotel on the Illinois State University campus in Normal, Illinois. We've got the latest on farmland values, and we'll spend time looking at crop insurance under the new farm bill, as well as the pending ARC-PLC decision. And we've got marketing panels on corn, soybeans, and cash grain. The cost is just $25 and includes lunch and parking in the hotel parking garage. Get your tickets now at 800-898-1065 or on our secure website at willag.org. That's W-I-L-L-A-G.org. Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises out of Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Let's start with the dollar today, Dan. Yesterday, after the Fed announcement, there was enough bullish news there to punch the dollar to a high for the year and slightly above the high for 2013, but there was no follow-through today. What do we make of it?
Well, the dollar's had an awful strong run several weeks. I mean, we just basically have kind of exploded out of that low that we had there back in earlier this summer. And it's just been a steady rise. And basically what's driving it is other world currencies are devaluing their currency, and therefore that is making the dollar stronger as the rest of the world devalue their currency. And what this is really going to do is going to, at least for the short term here, is going to make it more difficult anyway for us to sell U.S. goods, and it's going to be beneficial to the people that we buy stuff from, because we'll be able to buy more of their stuff because of the stronger dollar.
Technically, where can you make and see the dollar going in the next 30 to 60 days?
Well, basically, we've been in a developing pennant formation basically since we had our lows in 2007, and then we had that the panic of 2007 and 8, and we had a high there of 89.64. And if you draw a line with the low we made in 2011, at 72.69, and then we have another high at June 10 connected with the March 09 high, and we're basically in this big pennant formation, and my guess is, just kind of glancing at the chart, you would have resistance probably somewhere around 86, at least for the time being. That would be the top end of the pennant formation, whether or not we can bust through that or not. But the fact that we were able to kind of take out this July 13 high, is supportive at least to the idea that that we're at least going to give the top end of that pennant a good try and see if we can bust through it or not.
Let's turn our attention then to the corn market. In the last week, December corn has essentially turned sideways, but it hasn't only been a week. How optimistic should we be that we are trying to figure out where the bottom of the corn market is?
Well, I think the first thing, the trade has to be able to visualize that the growth in ending stocks has stopped. Now, USDA's FSA acreage numbers does imply that there's room for some downward adjustment in harvest planted and harvested acres on both corn and soybeans. Mm-hmm. Whether or not USDA will make any of those adjustments on the October report remains to be seen. But the yields so far during harvest are just coming in very, very strong. So at least at the moment, the trade kind of feels that any reduction in acreage could very easily maybe be offset by higher yields. So I would say that the trade's going to have to feel pretty comfortable that the production number it has stopped growing, therefore ending stocks have stopped growing before this market can really have a shot at trying to turn sideways. So far over the past six days or so, we've kind of turned sideways, but that's just just waiting for another step down to lower price levels as harvest expands.
So if we get what you say, and it comes to true that we have lower harvested acres, but perhaps a larger yield number to deal with in the October report, and thus maybe ending stocks don't go below 2 billion bushels. From a technical standpoint, where could you see corn going?
Well, corn moves in 20-cent increments as a rule, and we've been trying to hold this 340 area. Now, it kind of looks like today, we'll have to see how we finish out the week, but it kind of looks like the 340 area is slipping away from us. And if it does, and we go down and take out this low that we had here 3-4 days ago here at 335 3/4 on December corn, then you would it would tee up a slide right down into the 320s. That measuring gap objective, if you use that July 4th chart gap, is still suggesting a move maybe down to 308. But those are just technical targets. That doesn't necessarily mean we're headed there. But the trend is still down. All of your technicals, your moving averages, and everything, just continues to point to lower levels, at least for the time being here. Now, seasonally, these 2 weeks here in September, the last 2 weeks of September and the first week of October, are very strong down months. The market has a tendency to try to level out during the first 10 days or so of October. So that tees up why the October crop report is probably real important of what happens on acreage adjustments and what happens on yield adjustments. And then we'll see, how comfortable the trade is thinking that the biggest production numbers and the biggest carryout numbers have been seen.
Thank you very much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Current tick in the marketplace. Hard red December wheat is 574 1/4 down 8. March, 581 down 8 3/4. Soft December, 492 down 7 1/4. March, 509 1/4 down 7. December corn, 339 3/4 down 2. March, 352 1/4 down 1 3/4. May, 360 1/2 down 2. July, 367 3/4 down 2. November soybeans, 974 1/2 down 8. January, 982 1/4 down 8 1/2. March, 989 3/4 down 9. And July at 1003. 3 down 9.5. October soybean meal, 330 down 640. December, 320.80 down 340. October soybean oil, 32.98 down 41. December, 33.14 down 41. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.